Aye, well, I suppose we're fortunate that we have an option now, because if players put in an effort like that, that our players did today, and their season was over on the 17th of May, that would be criminal, really. So I think it's really good that they have another chance. It's not the one we'd have chosen. We came here to win the game, and I think we played like we wanted to win the game. Fortune and other things conspired against us, and we just couldn't get the scores at the vital time. And, we had so close to goals there at the end, at least to get a draw out of that game. And Paul Durkin has been their saviour against us in the past, and he adds another one to that today.
Going into the game as well, Mickey, a lot of people wrote Tyrone off.
Well, we didn't mind that. You know, that's what the people in the media do. Like, they look at some results and they make assessments on them, and they maybe tend to overlook other results. But we didn't feel like that at all. We didn't feel in any way that we couldn't come in and win this game. We were well prepared for this game. And, I think our players played to show that they were well prepared. They're hugely disappointed they didn't get anything more out of it, because they put in a really, really big shift there and played some wonderful football. But I mean, Donegal are a fine side too, so I mean, it's not as if we're coming and being beaten by some kind of minnow or somebody who hasn't a good track record themselves. You have to give credit to Donegal. They battened down the hatches too when they had to, and they got probably more of a battle than they anticipated today, but they still managed to cope with it. Yeah, it was critical. I mean, I believe that Neil Gallagher got a long time to spend on the ball before that ever come over for the goal. I would have thought that we deserved a turnover free at that stage, but the man who mattered viewed it other ways, and that's disappointing. But I really think that he was well marshalled. He was turned by one or two men, still held onto the ball, and that actually ended up the critical pass in that got the goal that really rocked us at that time. And that's unfortunate, but you have to live with those kind of decisions.
It was a day when we did create four or five good goal chances, Mickey.
Well, that's another thing. You know, we were renowned probably for not being able to score goals against Donegal, and our first score was a goal, and we created at least three more good goal chances. So I suppose that's encouraging for us, but it'd be much more encouraging if a couple of them went into the net.
Mickey, you're obviously disappointed with the result, but the performance, where would you rate that? Was that more like what you would have expected from Tyrone?
Well, absolutely. I think it's up there with the good performances we had all year in the league. People tended to look just at the poor games we had and the games that we got a bit of a battering in or didn't perform as well as we ought to. But I think we had some very good performances in the league, so I knew there was good performances in this team. And I think that was one of the best they've played this year, or in a number of years. That's as good as Tyrone have played in a number of years in any game.
Mickey, there was an incident that obviously teams going off at halftime. You were trying to call your players back. How concerned were you at that stage?
Well, look, at you know the way the energy was going at the end of the game. It had been a hectic 35 minutes, and you know, it's easy for us who are observing the game to be well in control of our emotions, but the people who are out there in the thick of it, they might not just be as much in control of them, so it takes some of us to try and settle them down. I don't think it was going to develop into anything too rowdy, but I suppose it's better to quell that kind of opportunity from rising anyway.
Would you be fearful that there might be some action taken by the GM and the review it on the...
No, I wouldn't expect that there should be, you know, because... I don't think it's anything too bad, to be talking about. I think it's just the rough and tumble of the intensity of a championship match, and I don't think there was anything very untoward that happened as a result of it. So I'd like to think that they would be able to view it and leave it alone.
I finally think it's obviously a number of weeks before you come back for the qualifiers, but I mean, how confident would you be coming back after this performance?
I've been very confident in the quality of this team for a long time, and particularly this year, and I have no doubt that when these men get their heads around the fact that they have to go the route of the qualifiers, if we get a favourable draw at all, I think that we'll be a match for many in that department. And we're no strangers to that particular avenue of returning to the championship and being effective, and I think what I saw today gives me great confidence to know that we'll not be in a bad place when we get the dust settles on this.